Blog Talk Radio.
Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I bring you a dynamic guest. And today we have an incredible woman who has traveled the world and does so many amazing things. Her name is Virginia Earle, and let me tell you a little bit about her. Virginia was born in Uruguay and has three siblings, one sister in L.A., another in Maine, and a brother in Barcelona. She lives in Marietta, California, with her daughter and their dog called Chaos. She enjoys cooking, gourmet meals, loves to travel, and go out for dinner. Her other favorite things are the ocean, movies, writing, port wine, and dark chocolate. She graduated from the University of Maryland with a degree in journalism and since has worked for major publishing houses, traveling overseas to interview CEOs as far as the Amazon. She has worked as a writer for trade journals in the environmental, fashion, food, and beverage industries, among others. She is actively involved with the local chambers where she lives. One of them is the Marietta Wildomar Chamber of Commerce, and she was recently awarded the Ambassador of the Month. She is also listed in Who's Who among Hispanic Americans. In 1995, she started her first business, Translations Unlimited South America, which till this day provides translation services from English into European, Asian, and South American languages. Virginia speaks Spanish and Portuguese, but most of her translation work is handled by freelancers. After traveling to South America in 2014 and to Asia the following year, she opened her second business, Seven Mystic Rings, located in Old Town, Temecula, California. Today, she is also an editor for a news agency in New York and is in the process of finishing up her first book. Virginia Earle is a gifted psychic. She is clairvoyant, clairsentient, a medium, a certified Reiki master, and the owner of Seven Mystic Rings, as I mentioned, in Old Town, Temecula, California. Her spiritual journey began when she was only a few weeks old during an event that ultimately changed her life. This set the stage for other events in her life that led her to believe that there is more than the here and now, and as she grew up, this feeling followed her for years. She especially held on to it when her family experienced personal turmoil. This life event fostered an even greater desire for a spiritual connection. In 2014, Virginia Earle followed her spiritual path and began studying under the tutelage of Ernesto Ortiz, founder and president of the Journey to the Heart in Miami. She traveled to South America and Asia, where she learned about their sacred energy of the Akashic Records, and where she also received her certifications, levels 1, 2, and 3 in Guatemala, intensive levels 1, 2, and 3 in Bali, and got a consultant certification. She'll talk more about it when we talk with her. She is also a certified Reiki master and offers Reiki sessions in combination with the Akashic Records reading. In 2001, Yogi Bahan blessed Virginia to live with the spiritual name of Guru Surya Kaur. I'm sure I'm killing those names, which means Princess of the Sun, brings one from darkness to light. A fitting name honoring the spiritual work she offers her clients today. And in her compassion, kindness, and loving heart, combined with her spiritual talent, that she is able to help her clients identify blockages, as well as belief systems and behavioral patterns that no longer serve them. She is the only Journey to the Heart Akashic Records certified consultant in Marietta, California, and she offers her readings in English and Spanish locally and outside of California. Here was a testimonial from a client. To say this was unlike any experience I've ever had would be an understatement. I was given the opportunity for the session with Virginia as a birthday present, and I cannot wrap my hand around how much of a blessing it was for me. I went in with questions and a plan to get answers for my history of health issues and a new professional path. However, her session was so much more than that. Though she answered every question in the most calming, peaceful, and trusting environment, she also shed light on so much more than I could have anticipated. To say my soul did some work and has greater peace does not do justice for the settling I feel. I feel like I was set free from burdened stories I told myself and pressure. What's even more shocking is that this had translated over to my family. Information that was meant to help ease my family, which in turn has healed parts of myself. Thank you, Virginia. Your life's work is such a gift, and that is without any hesitation. I recommend you to anyone who wants insight, wants a breakthrough, wants to be free, wants to be settled, and wants to experience peace. So let's welcome our guest today, Virginia Earle. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Diva Strategies for Success. How are you today?
Thank you, Robbie. It's an honor to be in your show.
Tell me a little bit about what Seven Mystic Rings is all about and some of the journeys that you've taken in your life.
Sure. So the Seven Mystic Rings was founded 7 years ago. And in the most interesting way, I was driving north on Winchester Road, and I was listening to the radio, and they were talking about the Akashic Records. And I immediately contacted a friend of mine who is also in the metaphysical industry. And he told me, no, stay away from that. Don't go there. He discouraged me. And I said, no, you know what? I need to explore this more further. So I Googled information about the Akashic Records, and I watched a video about my now current spiritual teacher, Nestor Tease, from founder and president of Journey to the Heart in Miami. And the next thing I knew, I was flying to Guatemala to take one of his seminars, and it was during that seminar that I learned that, sure enough, I have all these spiritual gifts, which I didn't know what to do with them, nor where they were coming from. And I became an Akashic Records consultant. Ever since I was little, I always had these experiences where I would see things, I would know when something was going to happen to people around me. And I was only a few weeks old when I had my first out-of-body experience sitting on my mother's lap. And I can remember it till this day. And ever since then, I always had other events happening to me and images that I would see before they would happen. And when I went to Guatemala for that retreat, that's when I really learned what my spiritual gifts were. I didn't know what to do with them up until that point. And it's sort of like a calling that I had to do this. And I've done it in a previous life. I know I have.
What is an Akashic? Explain a little bit about what a Akashic I'm sure I'm still not saying that word right.
So, yeah, sure. The Akashic Records are basically the Book of Life. There are many names for it. One of them being the Book of Life, the Cosmic Mind, the Universal Mind, Nature's Memory, the Universal Library, the Book of Remembrance, the Hall of Learning, the Hall of Knowledge, the Repository of Thought, the Akashic Chronicles, the Etheric Records, Anima Mundi, the Soul of the World. So it's basically a collection of your soul's journey since your soul was born. And the Akashic Records are in a higher realm. If you can visualize a pyramid, inside this pyramid, there are lower levels, lower realms. Once I say a sacred prayer, I bypass the lower realms that the standard psychics access, and I go to a higher realm where the healing energy of Akasha, the masters and teachers, and the Akashic records are. And so when I do a session, I receive the information from the masters and teachers who were people like you and I, learned all their lessons in this lifetime, and they ascended to a higher realm and are now like the gatekeepers of the Akashic records. So the Akashic records is basically your book of life, meaning that since your soul was born, everything that happened to your soul since it was born, every emotion, every event in your life has been recorded in what we call the Akashic records. It's an imprint of your life's journey since your soul was born.
So when somebody comes to see you, how do you help them? Do you ask them a lot of questions or just know?
When someone comes to see me, they come prepared with a list of questions that they want to ask. So my goal is to go into their past lives, identify what it is that came through to this lifetime that is affecting them today, and how we can manage those obstacles, whether it be in your personal life with relationships, career, finances, anything that's affecting your life. I help them identify those blockages. It can also be emotional blockages. And as you know, if we don't have our emotional stability, that can spill over to other areas in your life and affect your business and your finances and a whole slew of issues. So I help them move on and how to remove those blockages and replace those blockages with positive experiences. If there's anything that I feel that I cannot handle, that where they need further treatment, then I send them to other people. So it's basically like going to see a psychologist, but I get to the core of what it is that's preventing them to move forward in this lifetime. I don't prescribe any medications or anything like that, but it's sort of like seeing a therapist, but in a healthier way.
Right. Somebody once said that people keep coming back until they clear up what they didn't clear up in their past life. Is that true?
Correct. Exactly. And that is one of the things. Yes, that is exactly right. That is one of the things that I emphasize during my sessions. If you don't clear whatever it is that you are experiencing now that's pulling you down, that is preventing you from moving forward and live the life that God wants you to live, that you deserve, then you will move on to the next lifetime with the same exact blockages that you have now. And until you learn you learn your lessons, you will keep repeating the same patterns. So the idea is to make a change. And right now, it's December. Before we move on to the next year, is a great time to do yourself a favor to identify what those blockages are so you don't drag them into the next year when the clock hits midnight on December 31st.
Do you ever get anybody that comes in that really doesn't have the questions because they don't really know what they're looking for, but because they're with you, you're able to help them see the path?
Yes. I've had some clients who have come to me without any questions, and those are the ones that need the most help. Events tucked away in the subconscious mind, and they need help extracting them and bringing them to the forefront so they can manage them.
Sometimes it may not even know that.
Right. Pardon?
I said sometimes they may not even know that. They're not really sure.
Exactly.
So with being with you, you help them find that. it's there, but they just don't know, you know.
Yes,
they
don't know.
See it.
Exactly. They'll tell me I have blockages. What's blocking me in relationships? What's blocking me in my career? What's blocking me with my finances? Why do I feel like I'm stagnant? So that's where I go in and I bring things to the forefront and tell them this is what's going on, this is why, and this is what you need to do.
You actually can work with clients all over, because don't you use Skype or something like that with the people that can't come to physically be with you?
Yes.
Or is that...
They know, you don't have to be physically present. I do my sessions. I prefer to have my clients face-to-face at my office, but if that's not possible, I've done sessions via Facebook Messenger as well as Skype.
Oh, and how does that work?
It's fine. I mean, I turn on the computer, of course, but during the session, once I say the sacred prayer, I have to say a sacred prayer 3 times, the first time out loud, and the second and third time in silence, because it carries the client's name. So I put the computer aside. The computer's still on, but to avoid entities coming through, I try to minimize as much as I can the energy from the laptop.
Yeah,
electronics.
How many sessions does a person really need to really, you know, focus and get everything clear?
I offer a package of 3. I've had clients who have come to see me 3 times. It depends on how many hours they want. If it's 1 hour each session, they might need more. If it's 2 hours each time, you're good for a while. But it's important that you do your homework.
Oh yeah,
that
you
go, you internalize the messages, and that you're open to receiving the messages. Because if you're blocked when you come to see me, that makes it my job a little harder. You have to be open to receiving the messages from a higher realm.
Right. Are you still doing anything with your Reiki work, or is that you did before you're doing this?
Am I doing anything with my Reiki services?
Mm-hmm. And what is
that? Well, what I do is I open my clients' records, and then I provide healing with the hands. I use the Usui, a method of healing. So I place my hands over the client and heal whatever areas I'm being directed to heal.
So they kind of work together then, huh?
Correct. Yes. Yes.
So some more information about how you help people.
Well, my goal is to help people improve their lives, and with positive changes, I feel I feel honored when they come to me seeking for help, and it brings me great satisfaction when a few months later they call me back or they send me a text telling me, you know, that they can't thank me enough for what I've done for them, that it's changed their lives thanks to the messages that I received for them. And the people who are more spiritual, there's a connection, instant connection with the services that I provide and with me. And they're the ones that are a lot of times really into the spiritual world and open to healing and recognizing that there is more than the here and now. A lot of times we have all these emotions tucked away in a subconscious mind. And my job is to help them identify what those blockages are. I always tell my clients, when you go to bed at night, make sure that you go to bed thinking positive things. Because guess what? when you go to sleep for 8 hours, if you go to sleep thinking about negative things, those negative feelings that you're having are marinating for 8 hours. And more than likely, when you wake up the next day, that's probably the first thing that's going to come to your mind. So whatever we think, feel, and say, make sure that it's something positive. Energy flows where attention goes. So we always want to make sure that we're investing our energies into thinking positive thoughts. Because if you do the reverse, your universe is going to reply in kind. And if you're thinking negative thoughts, then that's what you're going to be attracting. So you always want to make sure that you focus on what you want to happen in your life. Do not invest energy thinking and worrying about to happen in your life. There's two emotions that guide us, fear and love.
Yeah.
When we're guided by fear, then we're in a negative track. So you want to always think about positive things to attract those same positive things back into your life and put out the best on not just for yourself, but everybody around you.
What is your book about that you're working on to complete?
It's short stories and poetry.
Oh, wow.
And it's about events that have happened in my life.
Do you have a title for the book yet?
We've been working on the title. Not yet. Yeah.
Not yet.
I don't want to give it out yet. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll come to you. Do you do much with your translation business, or are you still busy with your other business?
I do translations for a news agency in New York and also for a local business in Marietta. I've done pretty much everything under the sun, from legal to health, environmental, food and beverage. There isn't a topic that I haven't translated to, as well as I've also done manuals and brochures, websites. So yes, I've been doing that for over 25 years. My background is in writing, editing, and translating. But today I have other people who help me with it, because I can't possibly, as a single mom, handle it all by myself.
Right. That's interesting to know, because sometimes people are looking for someone and they don't know where to go to find that. So it's great to know that, you know, that you do that.
Yeah. And nowadays, if you want to cover other marketing opportunities for your business, it's really important that you communicate your services in other languages as well.
Right. So you can help them. You can help companies do that.
Yes.
Tell me how people can get a hold of you. What is your website and what is your phone number and email?
Sure. My phone number is 951-551-4566. And I'm also in Facebook and in Instagram under the name of Seven Mystic Rings. And my website, of course, is www.sevenmysticrings.com.
Now, if they wanted to know something about your translation business, do you have a separate website for that, or is it all on your other one?
It would be the same. It's the same phone number for the translations as well. Yeah.
Okay. And we're down to a little over 5 minutes left. So what else would you like people to know about what you do?
I really want people to, if they feel like they're stuck, to come see me. Don't wait. Don't drag into whatever is going on in your life right now. Don't drag it into the next year. Because you can spend, once the clock hits midnight on December 31st, you can spend weeks and months going through the same negative, repetitive cycles. I have the ability to look into your past lives if you believe in reincarnation, and figure out what it is that you need to do now to move on and live the life that you deserve. My goal is to help people. This is like a calling that I have to do this to help other people. And emotional blockages, as you know, they can affect your health.
Right.
When
I know
you,
that.
Yes. And so we don't want that. You want to live as a healthy life as much as possible for yourself and your children, and be happy.
Right. We all need to be happy, especially in today's world.
The other thing I would like to touch to share is that I also offer meditations. I offer energy clearing. I can go to your home or office and sage your home or office. I also do special meditations, chakra toning, balancing, grounding, and manifestation. And the Reiki healing, as you know, I can do it either by itself or in combination with a reading of the Akashic Records. And I offer readings for pets, for vacant land. Some people have vacant land that they want to make sure everything's okay in relationship to the spirits. They might want to, they're buying a new home and they want to make sure that there's no negative energy, that nobody died there. And so I also, some of the services that I offer for the readings, I can offer them during when the moon is waxing and during full moon. It's a stronger energy. And I also offer readings outdoors. Sometimes people have a special place that they want to have a reading. And so we can do that as well.
Don't you kind of work with, you work by appointment. And so you kind of work with, work with what they can, their schedules are as well, right?
Correct. Yes. I prefer that instead of them automatically scheduling an appointment that they ask me first, because I'm very busy all the time.
Well,
yeah.
That's good. Well,
yeah.
Tell them again how to reach you, your phone number and your website.
Okay. So my phone number again is 951-551-4566 in Old Town Temecula. I'm actually right next to Home Yoga Studio. And I can also be reached via Facebook and Instagram under the name of Seven Mystic Rings, or through my website, www.sevenmysticrings.com. Feel free to take a look at my testimonials. And I do the readings via Skype as well and via Facebook Messenger. I'm located on the third floor of the Home Yoga Studio in Old Town Temecula.
Well, we are almost out of time. It's been fun talking with you, and I would just like to say to your listeners that I had the opportunity to do a reading with you, and you are amazing. You make everybody feel very warm and welcome, and it was a great experience. So everybody should check her out. And like she said, it's almost at the end of the year. It's time to clear everything and start anew.
Right.
So again, Virginia, thank you so much for being my guest today. I enjoyed it, and I think there's some great information that people can get, and they need to just give you a ring and check you out.
I feel honored to be on your show, and I cannot thank you enough, Robbie, for this opportunity. Thank you so much.
All right, dear. We're going to close off now. This is Robbie Motter.
Okay.
Deep Strategies for Success. On Blog Talk Radio every Monday at 4 p.m. Tune in. We won't be doing a show the next 2 weeks because of the holidays, but we'll be back at the first of the year with some great guests. Thank you, and have a fabulous Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hello?